This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is expected back in court again Thursday as jury selection in his hush money trial in New York resumes. USA's Laura Winters.
Seven jurors have already been chosen, the judge hoping to seat the entire jury, 12 people plus six alternates, by the end of this week. There's a grandfather from Puerto Rico who says he finds Trump fascinating. There's a software engineer who works for Disney who claims she doesn't have any opinion of former President Trump, and there's an oncology nurse among the group.
Things are getting back to normal after a widespread 911 outage was reported in four states Wednesday. Authorities say residents in parts of Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas were unable to call 911. Parts of southern Texas are still having some issues. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is not going anywhere. USA's John Schaefer.
The democratically controlled Senate swiftly dismissed the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional, they argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans attempting various motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines.
President Biden is backing Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Biden called on the House to pass the package this week. Speaker Johnson said he plans to hold a vote by Saturday. Prince Harry has officially changed his country of residence to the United States. Newly released paperwork revealed the Duke of Sussex updated his information last June, although he and his wife Meghan Markle have lived in California for several years. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Boeing facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues as testified to by their quality engineer and whistleblower Sam Salapour in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
Salapour cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws, despite raising concerns with leadership for several years. Salapour claims to have been dismissed. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall for more than 456,000 Bronco, Sport, and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warns the control modules in these vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. The recall encompasses Bronco Sports manufactured from February 2020 to March of this year. The NBA has banned a Toronto Raptors player for breaching the league's gambling regulations. USA's John Schaefer.
An investigation has revealed that Jontay Porter shared confidential information with sports bettors and manipulated his own performance in games for betting reasons. One specific incident involved a bettor associated with Porter placing an $80,000 wager on Porter underperforming in the Raptors' March 20th game.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we've abandoned, and this is why we're in the mess we're in right now. We don't know what's up, what's down, what's left, what's right. I mean, this is how crazy it has gotten. I mean, something we suspected for a long time regarding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, it's just becoming more and more odorous, and to the point that you can no longer deny it, and especially when you have a senior editor of NPR admitting the bias of national public radio and television. Grover Norquist joins us now. He's the ATR president, America's preeminent center right expert on taxes and all things that are true and conservative. Grover, good morning. How are you?
I am doing reasonably well.
Reasonably.
And yourself?
Hey, I'm right with you, buddy. I'm observing what's going on here, and I'm encouraged, frankly, because you know the left has squashed the truth for so long that the truth is breaking through. These shields and these barriers that has kept us away. I mean, because you know the one thing about the free market and the capitalist system is that eventually the truth is realized, and we can be thankful that we still have remnants of that foundation and establishment in play that allows this to be exposed. And I know people may think, they go, wow, what am I going crazy here? What happened? Have I been asleep? And all of a sudden I wake up to the reality that our government is being taken over, and that everything that we thought and that we were raised, at least most of us, were raised in terms of constitutional rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, those have been abandoned, and we just can't even imagine, you know. And here we are. We're at that... I mean, we've been at a tipping point for a long time, but particularly when you consider what's happened in the last couple of years, especially, Grover, I mean, it is moving dramatically quicker, and it's causing America and America's people to wake up faster to the reality that, you know, the enemy is within us.
Well, and the good news, I guess, for average Americans is that we are the vast majority of the country, people who simply wish to lead their lives and raise their families and be left alone by the government and don't want the government to tell other people what to do or them what to do and don't want to push other people around. However, the other team seems bigger and louder and more populous, and since there are more of them, partially because they steal our money in taxes and give it to National Public Radio and public TV too. But National Public Radio is the one that the expose has been done on most recently. where we're looking at, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars being sent out to the public radio affiliates mm-hmm. from a government, fully funded Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which gets all its money from the federal government. This is a huge amount of money, and then they hire people to run a radio show, a government right. funded and then left wing radio show.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but free society, the government doesn't run the press. The government stays away from the press. We don't run, the government doesn't run churches, mosques, synagogues, or newspapers. Moscow has a communist, you know, a Pravda back when the communists right. were running it. Now it's just a stupid dictatorship. Why in the world would we emulate dictatorships where the government has a newspaper? Because the government has an opinion that it wants to be your opinion. That,
right, exactly.
You know, governments don't have, people have opinions. Governments don't have opinions.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, but you can't allow a government to exercise their opinion, because if they are the lead source, I'm going to make you believe my opinion. I have ways to get you to believe that, right? That's the problem.
Well, yes. Well, and they can also swamp you with cash. I mean, that propaganda works, because if you hear something enough times, you're not listening to other things, you're listening to the government broadcast. The U.S. government during World War II understood the danger of government propaganda. And when they set up Radio Free Europe so that we could broadcast into Soviet-held
yeah.
countries like Poland and Romania and Hungary and so on, they had a rule that nothing that was broadcast on radio or eventually TV, Marti and so on, none of that could ever be shown in the United States without some specific, like almost a vote in Congress to allow it to be done. So if you did a little one-hour show on how wonderful Eisenhower was, you couldn't show it in the United States. You could show it to people in Poland, but you couldn't show it
right.
in the States. And yet, here they have Lyndon Baines Johnson, who came up with most of the bad ideas in this recent history of America. He invented and took your money and mine and our grandparents' money to create the Corporation for Government Broadcasting, Public Broadcasting. Remember the fight Elon Musk had with them, because he put that it was a government radio, and they said, we're not a government radio. And so he said,
exactly.
funded radio.
Right.
They objected to that, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah, because it was too honest. And the thing is that, again, keep in mind, what was the mindset of LBJ? LBJ was being, you know, clobbered, you know, for his ideas and policies, and the guy wimped out, and so what did he do? He decided to weaponize government toward media. And, you go back and, you know, we talk about the cancel culture. I mean, LBJ was, one of the key generals of cancel culture. And whether it was, he went after churches and threatening their tax exemption on down. I mean, this was the mindset of Lyndon Baines Johnson, clearly.
Yes. And he really created about a quarter of the present federal government, maybe more. Mm-hmm. Half of the federal government was created in the first 2 years of the New Deal mm-hmm. and the first 2 years of the Great Society, when the Democrats had 80% of Congress in the New Deal and 70%
wow.
of Congress in the Great Society. So that during a unusual period of overwhelming left partisan dominance, they planted the seeds that grew up to be great oak trees, expensive ones.
Yeah, and here we are living with it today. When we come back, one of the things I want to talk about that you can unfold a little bit more for us, Grover, is help the audience understand why NPR came into existence. What was its original mission? And what were we sold in terms of NPR? Because clearly what we're getting is that basically you got Yuri Berliner who's saying, yeah, you're kind of right. You know, your lying eyes aren't really lying to you. you know, our network definitely is connected to a confirmed leftist agenda, and that's our story, and we're going to stick to it. So we'll unfold that and talk a little bit more about, you know, there's so much more to talk about with Grover. So anytime we can get him here in the house, we love to make the most of this time together. So stay with us. More from Grover Noelkers on the other side. Stay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. It sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president, America's preeminent center right expert on taxes. Before we talk about NPR, Grover, if you can humor me for just a moment, I want to take a look at New York. We're on jury watch here and what's happening with President Trump. You know, it's such a a high bar that New York is looking at, but yet they've lowered the bar when it comes to Donald Trump and even selecting a jury. How do you select a jury of your peers in a state, or particularly a city in Manhattan, that is so biased to begin with?
You can't, and the left understood this, and, you know, people said, well, in some places you can't have, during segregation, you couldn't have a fair trial in certain rural areas, right, if somebody was black. And they go, you can just see that that would be a problem. Well,
right.
There's every reason to believe that that's a bigger problem in New York for Republicans. And, mm-hmm. of course, and you have that in D.C. as well. I mean, one of the challenges is when the federal government goes after people, they can do it in Washington, D.C., 90% Democrat, and find it very easy to indict a cucumber or a sandwich, mm-hmm. whatever it is to say, you know, you can indict anybody.
Right, a ham sandwich, yeah.
D.C. Yeah, ham sandwich, no. That's what it was,
yeah.
Yes. That's
right, right.
I don't like ham sandwiches. It's cucumber, okay.
okay.
But, you know, this is thoroughly political and very problematic and dangerous, and we need to have a conversation, set aside whether you like Trump or not. This, if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can do it to anyone.
Anyone.
I tend to think that this is a lesson to businessmen and women in particular. Do not get involved in politics against the interests of the state. The state went after Trump and said, you were cheating people, and nobody felt cheated. Nobody said he cheated me. Nobody said they lost a dollar. The banks that lent him money, you know, he said, my stuff is so good, my name is worth $1 billion or whatever. And they go, well, we don't think it is. But the bank lent him the money because they
exactly.
thought that it was a good deal. None of them lost money. They were happy. No one was unhappy. And the government said, no, no, we will decide whether you were cheated. And, well, if the government can step into a business deal and decide that we think you should have charged him a higher interest rate, even though you got all your money back and you were happy with what you made. And you can imagine if you were a bank that was willing to criticize Trump, why New York State would put all their money in your bank. So that, you know, the benefits to saying something snotty about Trump would be wonderful. The fact that they couldn't get anyone to do it speaks very highly for Trump.
Yeah.
But Trump runs as a business guy, people knew him. This is what they're going to do to Republicans, to businessmen who want to run for office as Republicans. They're not going to allow it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. No reindeer game for you, buddy. You're out of the club.
Yeah.
And so they're coming after in three ways a Sunday, whether it's about the business and, of course, this hush money trial that is taking place that's all been fabricated. Everything has been machined by the left in such a way, rewriting law, you know, judges from the bench and all this that's going on. And as you say clearly, the danger of all this is that don't think it stops with Trump, is that once this works with Trump, it goes on everybody. And this guy's taking bullets for all of us. And the thing, especially in New York, you think about it for just a moment, and I was asking somebody else, I go, can you think about all the things that Donald Trump has done for the city of New York? You know, ice skating rinks, building, jobs, taxes. I mean, the list of benefit that the state and the city has received as a result of Donald Trump and his businesses is incalculable. I mean, it's off the charts. And then you get these prosecutors who have come up that only think about themselves and destroying stuff. And what have they contributed? You know, by comparison, I'll compare their dossier with Donald Trump's anytime. But yet they got place right now because they've got the power, right?
Well, yes. And remember, they don't have to use the state, the power of the government, against another businessman in order to get everything they want. They just have to remind them, remember what we did to Trump? We could do it to you. So why don't you go along to get along now? You were asking why did they pull that stunt by setting up the National Public Broadcasting?
Yes,
and so on?
Right, exactly. That was my next question. Yes.
Called the Vast Wasteland speech. Okay, and a bureaucrat was unhappy with what was on TV, and he wanted the government to come in and tell people what to watch. Okay, here are the shows that were on that he said was the best wasteland: the Dick Van Dyke Show, very funny show, yeah, Bonanza, yeah. Great Western. Okay, the Beverly Hillbillies. You want a funny show? That's comedy. The Andy right. Griffith Show, the Lucy Show. Okay. And Candid Camera, talking about making fun of people and so on. The Danny Thomas Show, My Favorite Martian, that was a fun one. Right. The Red Skelton Show, that was, you know, comedy and music and so on.
Yeah, you didn't even have to hide the kids. You didn't even have to hide the kids during this time. Right, right.
The Virginians, the Patton Duke Show, Gunsmoke, Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color when Walt Disney was doing nature shows and things like that. McHale's Navy. You know, Millet's comedy. Perry Mason, for crying out loud. That's wasteland. What a bunch of jerks. He didn't like the taste of the American people. That looks like pretty much stuff I like now, never mind would have liked in the 1960s. The Bob Hope Show, Bob Hope Presents. But what do you mean vast waste? What a jerk. He didn't like what was on TV. I actually just asked somebody in my office, I said, would you get me the list of the top shows that when the vast wasteland speech was given? Because I didn't know. Maybe, you know, that was before I was.
Yeah, I want you to send that to me too. I want you to send that to me, Grover, because I want that list as well. Yeah, please. Okay, good.
Yeah. But people listening, you can top rated United States television program 63-64. It's on Wikipedia. Top rated U.S. television shows 63-64. That gives you all done from the Nielsen media research, the Nielsen shows, which tell you
right,
and they tell you what the ratings were and how many people were watching these shows. These were great shows. The nerve of this jerk! But you're not watching the TV shows I want you to rate, and that's when they started telling you had to have, news for, at this hour. And I'm sorry. What about if I want to watch news when I want to? There were only a few networks back then. Technology allowed many networks, and the government was standing in the way of that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Well, you had three major networks. You had three major networks commanded 85% of the viewing audience, and this bureaucrat decided that needed to be broken up. So maybe good observation, wrong conclusion. Why didn't they open up the airways a lot earlier? Why did it take, another 40 years before that happened, before cable TV could come into existence, when the technology was already there?
Oh, absolutely. And there's always an answer that is less government and less control solves the problem you think you... I know the answer. There's only one answer, Well, if you have a government answer, it means one guy comes in and says, here's my answer to what I see the problem as. If you open things up, maybe the problem was something completely different than what you thought it was.
Not to mention the solution. The solution is always, often when the government's out of it, is always mo better, is what I'm seeing. Am I missing something?
Yeah, and there'll be 20 solutions, and some of them are really good, and some of them are not good, but... they winnow out, you find the ones that work. Whereas government does something, they take your money, they make it permanent. And NPR has been there for decades, making the world a worse-off place. It's a giant wasteland on radio.
Exactly. It's interesting that they've created their own wasteland that they were accusing was in existence. But that's just the way of the bureaucracy, isn't it? Sadly. And we should learn from history. Grover, where can people go for more information and stay connected with ATR?
ATR is at ATR.org is our website, ATR.org. I tweet at Grover Norquist. And if you text the word Biden, yes, the president's name, Biden, to 504.
You're switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon Easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data. $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan at an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. The Democratic-controlled Senate swiftly dismissing the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional. They argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans' attempts at motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines. Former President Donald Trump, reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. We get more from USA's John Schaefer.
Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on his social media platform Truth Social, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. He also accused the judge of moving so quickly to help Democrats. Jury selection will continue on Thursday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Okay, couples, get ready. We know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Couples surveyed say they trust one another with their money, each other's money, but admit they avoid talking about key financial matters. And some confess they've hidden assets from their partners. For reals. I'm not kidding you. Marcy Keckler is with us. She's the Senior Vice President of Financial Advice Strategy with Ameriprise Financial. Marcy, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm so glad to join you.
Well, this is an interesting study, huh? I mean, who needs Dr. Phil and Oprah or anybody else? I mean, we got the whole truth right here when it comes to financial matters between couples, right?
As everybody who is either in a relationship or has been in a relationship likely understands, there is a lot that happens at the intersection of love and money. And at Ameriprise, we wanted to understand more about that. So we talked to 1,500 couples, and we talked to both members of the couple. So we got the full picture, and we asked them a number of questions. And one of the great findings, which you mentioned, is that overwhelmingly couples told us, 95% of them, that they trust their spouse or partner with their financial situation and in their financial lives together, which is a great strength. And almost as many, 93%, said they have a shared vision for what retirement will look like and their retirement goal together. So those are real strengths. And at the same time, we found there are some areas of disagreement. One in four couples said there are things they don't agree on. And the big things are things like how much to save for retirement, how much they should be spending on or giving to children and grandchildren, and then how much to spend on fun stuff, things like travel and hobbies. And so even if they've got high trust and a common goal for their retirement, they still may have some things to work through.
Yeah, well, attention is fine. That's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, Marcy, what caused Ameriprise Financial to say, look, we got to go into this and look into this situation? Because I think the facts here, you know, have a lot to bear. And I would say that even if you did a premarital counseling and if you didn't have measure points that aligns somewhat closely in this, that you could trust your spouse, maybe that might be an indicator that maybe you need to keep shopping or something, right?
Well, just saying. One of the things that we know is that when couples work together and have a unified approach, that is one of the most important things to help them achieve their goals together. And so part of why Ameriprise conducted this research is to understand what is the state of partnership level for couples and money today, and how can we learn from what they told us? And I'll say one of the key findings in this research is around the timing of retirement. Many of the couples who we talked to who had not yet retired said that they expected they'd probably retire together at the same time. And at the same time, the couples who had already retired, two-thirds of them did not retire at the same time. And in fact, they staggered their retirement dates by a year or more. And so expectation and reality might be different on when you retire. The other important thing that is useful for listeners to consider is that people who had already retired did not necessarily have control of when they retired. 17% of them said they retired because of a health situation. Could have been their own, or it could have been to care for a family member who had a health situation, and other unexpected circumstances that triggered retirement at an unplanned time included having their job be eliminated, really essentially being laid off. And in some cases, positive outcomes where they were offered like an early retirement package that was attractive. And so they retired sooner because there was a reason to do it. And so I would advise couples as they think about planning for retirement to have a plan A, but also be flexible. Think about how you handle unexpected circumstances and know that you can adapt.
Yeah, because life happens, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting, you know, as you break this information down. I mean, because when you think about, you know, finances, if we look at it on the other side, I mean, these are couples that have, they've journeyed through together that you've interviewed. But we know that what you hear repeatedly in divorce court, somehow financial issues seem to be at the top of the list that causes so much friction that makes, you know, that breaks up the relationship, that makes it irreconcilable, right?
But it's interesting that you bring that up because we did ask couples, how do you address disagreements in your life together, financial disagreements? And couples sometimes use more than one strategy. So, but the number one strategy that the couples we talked to said worked for them, 68% of them said they find a way to reach consensus. So they talk it through, they work it through, and they find a solution to the disagreement that they can both agree with. But sometimes, and in fact, one in four couples said sometimes they just agree to disagree. And sometimes one person gets their way. And maybe that isn't the same person all the time. And so I think that what we know is that as things change in people's financial lives, staying as a unified team to work together is what's going to make a positive difference. We also asked couples if they were using any other professionals' help in their financial life. And we learned 59% of the couples we talked to, so not everybody but many, had a financial advisor who they were working with, and that financial advisor was making a difference for them. 97% of the people who had an advisor said working with one had improved their financial well-being. Those couples were more likely to agree with things like the statement that they feel confident their money's going to last throughout their lifetime and that they are honest and transparent with their partners. And so if people haven't yet considered working with a financial advisor, they might want to, even just to get a second opinion. They might find that they feel confident knowing someone else has looked at what they're planning and given it the thumbs up. They might also just learn some new ideas that could benefit them and their financial situation in the future.
Exactly. We're talking with Marcy Keckler, Senior Vice President of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise Financial. you know, having a counselor, an outside counselor, to help you, you know, ferret out a plan, and you really have that kind of third party involvement, so where there is some conflict that they can referee through some of these areas in a very positive manner. That's something that I've heard repeatedly and have been encouraged as well, you know, to take advantage of. I mean, after all, they've got all this experience to bear. I mean, they're dealing with thousands of people that, you know, have gone through life and, you know, are going through a lot of the same things that you either have gone through or will go through. And why not take advantage of that, right?
Absolutely. I think your point is such a good one. Most of us will retire once, and we will have one, you know, retirement journey. Financial advisors have helped dozens or hundreds of families go through that journey together. They've seen how it has unfolded in real life, and they can bring that perspective to bear. The other thing, you mentioned the term referee. I think that can be true, but the other thing financial advisors can do is a little bit almost like a role like a personal trainer. I think many of us understand in the health and fitness space, the simple idea of eat less, exercise more, but yet people still hire a personal trainer to help them and support them and be an accountability partner. And that's another role a financial advisor can play in somebody's life. And for couples in particular, financial advisors can help them when they need to address something that maybe they haven't, or if one partner wants to address something and the other one is reluctant. The financial advisor can really bring people together in a constructive conversation to work through important details and make decisions that will be a relief once they're made.
Marcy, what are the biggest takeaways, you know, from this survey that couples, you know, can learn, you know, from these couples that were vulnerable and transparent and saying, hey, this is what has worked or not worked for us?
We particularly focused in our study, we did a separate look at the longest together couples. Couples have been together 2 decades or more, and that was 72% of our study. And they, we asked them, what is your advice for other couples? And particularly, how would you advise younger couples who are just getting started? And their top three pieces of advice were, number one, to be honest and open and transparent with your partner about your financial goals and financial situation. Number two, to have healthy ways to work through disagreements, and that really matters a lot.
Marcy Koeckler, Senior Vice President of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise Financial. Where can they go for more information? You get the last word.
Great tips for couples and couples and money at Ameriprise.com/couples. Ameriprise.com/couples.
Marcy Koeckler, great to be with you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your Thursday. How you doing? I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Evie Bear Carroll going to be joining us from Movie Guide TV. Got some movies to talk about, just for fun. Why not? Let me see if she's there, because you know, so often she's there in the background, and she's quiet as a church mouse. And I don't know who investigates church mouses to check their decibel level, but I guess there must be some bureaucratic position that taxpayers must pay for that you know, documents said noise level of church mouses. What do you think, Evie? Maybe I better be careful. I suggest something like that. Next thing you know, we're going to, you know, have Congress come together and, you know, make some sort of a billion-dollar tax bill in order to pay for somebody who monitors, you know, quiet church mises.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
I don't know. I think it was the coffee or whatever. I have a new brand of coffee this morning, so I've gotten a little demented. So thanks for putting up with me.
Is that what your wife asked? Where do you come up with this?
She just knows what she does. It's a roll of the eyes, and she turns her back and walks away. She just doesn't even want to get engaged. It's just too much for her to deal with, you know. So, hey, you know, what can you say? This is how it happens. Hey, by the way, before we get into some of the movies you want to talk about, I did want to mention Unsung Hero. You got a chance to see that, right? Which is going to be coming up.
Unsung Hero. They may tell us, oh, no, you talked to people too early about it. But I'll just say a general review. You know, we got to go to the premiere, and the premiere was fabulous. And one of the things I loved about the movie is that it honors, because they say, you know, you're the unsung hero is the mother. The mother such a wonderful mother, and she went through all the ups and downs and was just solid for her kids. And, you know, it's a great example of motherhood. And you know, I see that and I say, oh, you know, since I have three kiddos, one is a little baby, it's like, you know, you see it as an inspirational message. And another wonderful thing is they use prayer a lot. And they said, you know, we're just going to turn to God for all of our needs, no matter how small, no matter how silly, no matter, you know, whatever it is, we're just going to turn to God. And what a wonderful, you know, reminder, because we get set in our day, think, oh, God doesn't need to hear about this little thing. But maybe if we do, I mean, it convicted me, right? It reminded me that it's okay. I can ask for help even for the little things.
Exactly. And remind yourself, I mean, they had post-it notes all over the place where, you know, God had answered the prayer to remind the entire family of how God was interacting with the challenges that they were dealing with. And, you know, I often will, you know, post scripture on a mirror in the bathroom or around and have it nearby to remind me of what, you know, God is impressing me with. And when I feel or when I do that faithfully, not that I feel, but when I do that faithfully, it does, you know, it does encourage me. And so, yes, this was a great reminder. By the way, I think this was only embargoed till the 17th, because after all, the theatrical release date is next week, April the 26th. So I think we're free to talk about it, you know.
And I want the people to let people know that it's a great movie and to go see it. So if they said, don't talk about it. I mean, I want to talk about it because I think it's a great movie to go see, you know, and I think that.
Well, it's like things that are good. You want to share with people. You want to bless them with it and go, I'm so excited to tell you about this. And yes, you know, you and I are in the business. We honor embargoes. We respect that. But yeah, I think we're clear because next week is the release date. I think of the 17th, I was trying to look back on my notes and, because when they had given me the information, I thought, okay, well, let's work around this. But I agree with you. I think there's just in time for Mother's Day. It's a great Mother's Day movie. The Blind, also a good Mother's Day movie, by the way. I was just, you know, thinking about that again, which is a Duck Dynasty story, Phil Robertson story, The Strength of a Mother, once again. But this one here also, I believe, you can also look at it in terms of, yes, The Strength of a Mother, but also a father and unity in a marriage, and what that looks like, you know, the small bones and how they came. And there was no question that, you know, she just, you know, faithfully responded, you know, to the challenges. And this is, you know, clearly a woman of God. So it's a great story, and it tells, again, just a little background. And, you know, Rebecca St. James, her story, you know, the name in the Christian circles, music circles, well known. And, of course, now King and Country has exploded. So this is their family story. And, you know, talk about, you know, riches to rags to, you know, to riches. It's quite the roller coaster ride, right?
Exactly. And it's kind of the American dream. And but it says it's not just for that, you know, because they're always singing, you know, in terms of wanting people to know more about God and how God's right. working in their lives. And so,
exactly.
You know, there's wonderful music in the program. You know, and it's such a great family. It's a really, really great story. But, it, you know, it shows the hardships, too. Because that's what life is, right? You know, not any family is perfect, and everybody goes through something. And when you have a family, you're going it with the family. So.
Exactly. Well, and it must have been fun for you to be able to see it. You know, I mean, I saw it at home privately. I didn't get a chance to see it. You know, I was invited, but you know, there's something about being on the East Coast, and you know, you're on the East Coast, and. You know, and you miss out sometimes on some of these premieres. If I was in L.A., I'd be right there with you because. But it's a lot of fun to see it on the big. But for me, you know, where my enjoyment comes is watching everybody else's, you know, response to it. Right.
Yes, hearing people's responses when they laugh, when they tear up. You know, it's that's fun with any type of movie. You know, the Top Gun movie where the whole audience is laughing at different points, or you're feeling. And, you know, it's fun to go to the theater. And so I'm happy that theaters are back in action and people are enjoying them. But it's also, there's something nice about having the ability to stream things nowadays. But, you know, the selection, there's so much selection. And so that's why we, you know, a movie guide try to help you make the right selection, because you could be sitting there and doom scrolling where you're just looking for the program to watch, then you watch start watching it, you fall asleep because you've been looking the whole time.
You got worn out from scrolling. That's it. Hey, about 4 minutes left. I want to talk one of the movies that you reviewed, Long Game.
This is a great movie, and it is about a Mexican golf team, a man who loved golf. He went to be the superintendent for a high school, a public high school, and he found some boys that loved to play golf, and they were caddies at the golf club. And he said, well, let's start a golf team. And so they tried to start, but this is in the late 50s, and so, you know, the golf club doesn't want to to allow them in because they're, you know,
Hispanic.
Latino.
Yeah, right.
Hispanic. And so, but they just do very well in their tournaments and they become great players. And they, you know, he tries to convince the boys to, you know, tuck in your shirt and stand up straight and do the right thing no matter what happens to you. And so it's some really great messages. There is some, a little bit of, you know, like cursing, but there, you know, and some effort.
It's golf. It's golf. Cursing comes with golf. It is just, it's one of those four letter words that's out there, you know, so sorry.
So it's a,
you know, I'm a golfer. That's why I'm saying, because you hear language on the golf course and I try to discipline myself. Every once in a while, something comes out and I go, where did that come from? You know? It's probably it came from that doggone devil that made me miss that 3-foot putt. That's where it came from, I guess. I don't know.
So if you haven't seen this, you would like it, Bill. It's a very enjoyable movie. It's got great message to it. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to it. I've seen the trailer on it. And yeah, it struck me because I remember as a kid growing up, there was, you know, kind of a similar story of these kids from Monterrey, Mexico that played baseball, Little League. And the baseball fields that they had to play on, you know, there was rocks, there was no grass or anything. And these kids end up coming to America. And it's a great story there about them. And when I saw the trailer on this long game, I thought it reminded me of that, that movie about the kids from Monterrey. Let's talk about how parents must act together to keep our kids off of smartphones. I mean, this is a burgeoning crisis in and of itself when you consider that, you know, the kids are spending 50, 60 some odd hours plus on these smartphones and what they're being, what they're having access to. And as you said, maybe innocently they go through and they scroll and they run into danger and not even realize it. And so we've got to be, as parents, we've got to be much more proactive and vigilant about protecting the minds and eyes of our children, right?
Yes, and they're saying that in preteen girls, the self-harm's going up, and it's up since the early 2000s, mid-2000s. So, you know, we need to be careful about that.
Right. Also at movieguide.org, you'll find out about 10 movies about God using imperfect people for his glory. It's not just in the Bible, but it's transcended in the culture because it is a matter of fact. Right, Evie?
That's right.
Yeah, if you think not, just listen to this radio show and you'll understand God's grace and mercy. I thank him every moment of the day that how he has used imperfect people for his glory. And that's our prayer. Whatever we act, do, or say would bring glory to the one and only Soli Deo Gloria. Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. Evie, thank you so much as always. Appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Thanks for having me.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810. Both my